Hi, my name is Christy Cluxton, and I am the founder of Inspire Heart. We do art therapy in San Juan County for schools and our community. And today we're going to be talking about the power of art and healing. And I first just want to thank everybody for taking a moment to just listen to what I have seen through art and how powerful art can be with helping us cope with everyday life, how relaxing it can be. And I just want to say right from the beginning that you do not have to be an artist or have any art skills to do this. So just stay tuned in, because you do not need any type of training to be able to use art to benefit yourself for just a healthier life in general. So first, I'll just tell you a little bit about Inspire Heart. So how we came to be was in 2017, after the school shooting in Aztec, New Mexico, there was a small group. It was me and a few retired teachers, and we really wanted to help these kids. And at that time, I knew nothing about art. I really did not know anything. I thought that, and this is actually a true story, and people laugh at me and think I'm joking, but I'm not. I thought when people said, like, what medium do you use when you're doing art? I thought they were saying, like, what psychic do you use? I didn't, and I know that sounds so silly, but like, that's how little I knew about art. So when people ask you, like, what medium do you use? They're talking like acrylic, oils, drawing, whatever, mixed media. But I had no knowledge on anything with art. But once we went into the schools and they allowed the kids to come back in, I would definitely say it was divine revelation of that I needed to just come in, bring in art supplies. So I talked to some members of the community. Like I said, I didn't have any experience, had some retired teachers, and I said, let's just bring in a ton of art supplies for the kids and let's see what happens. And just right out of the gate, we started getting just inspired. One of the ladies that worked with us, the first project we did was called the Heart Project. And what we did was with the kids, we said, okay, like, you've been through a major tragedy. So right now, you guys, you have so many things going on in your heart. You can have anger, grief, just all of these things, but you have a chance right now. We gave them like little heart stencils on canvases and said, you can fill this heart with anger and hate and just all these things that will just kind of hold us down. Or you can fill these hearts with something that is positive, something that is beautiful, and something that's inspiring for the generations coming up. So instead of filling that heart with the negative things, let's fill it with the positive things. And then it also gives the kids something visually to look at in the schools. And it just, none of these kids had, they were able to come in and have complete freedom. We set up the atmosphere where we played music. I always suggest people, if they're doing art, you know, it doesn't take much to be able to just decompress with art. Really, all you need is a blank sheet of paper, some crayons. I always say, you know, find a quiet spot that's not too cluttered. Listen to some music. I always do music without words because I just like to be on the flow of whatever I'm feeling at the time. And that's what was happening. We set up this atmosphere. We went into the school and we just put on just relaxing music, like piano music. We set up this art stuff and we just allowed these students to have complete freedom. And it was beautiful. Like, the healing that came from that was amazing. What I learned really fast, and a student that was a seventh grade at the time told me, I love this so much because this allowed me to find words when I don't know how to explain something. That so often people ask you, how are you feeling? And, you know, we have general words like, I'm stressed, I'm angry, I'm happy, but that's just a little part of actually what's going on. Whereas you can put so much down on paper, whether it's you sit down and you grab a blue crayon and a red crayon and you sit down and just allow yourself a moment to be able to just rest, slow down. And I always call it a heart check. Anybody I work with, I say, how's your heart? And they say, what do you mean? I'm like, how's your heart feeling? I think it's important to always do a heart check on ourselves. And whatever we're feeling in that moment, whether it be frustration, or stressed out, anxiety, I mean, we don't have to lie to ourselves about that. That's what's so great about art is you might get a red crayon and say, I'm just feeling really frustrated today, and be able to sit down and you might just scribble the whole page red. And you know what? But that's okay, because that's your expression. You're able to get what's inside out and put it on paper. And it's amazing too, even a couple days after, like if you color, you do stuff to go back and look at it. It's interesting to look at even the way that you did it. You know, was it sharp edges? Was it in circles? It just, there's so much you can read into it. So, and that's one thing we're really dedicated to, enhancing the mental and physical well-being of individuals. We want to facilitate the discovery of a person's value and purpose through engaging in art, in creative expression. And I never understood the power of that until I saw it impact so many students. So moving forward a little bit, for the first 2 years, it was volunteer. It was me and my, I call them my like super posse of retired teachers. We just went to the schools and just would set up art stations. And it wasn't until my third year into it that I had some friends say, hey, you need to make this a nonprofit. So we've been official for 3 years now. We've worked with the community for 5 years. We've worked with, I think it's been over 10 different schools. We've went as far as out to Newcomb, but we've also worked with the community, like some of the senior centers. Even the amazing impact art has for anybody, individuals with like Alzheimer's and just different things. It's amazing the power of art. So one reason I believe that art is so powerful, especially talking to everybody that's in the medical field, what you do is an art. Like as I was thinking about putting this together for this podcast, I was thinking about how so many nurses or doctors, why do they wear bright colored scrubs or fun stuff? You know, I've had quite a few surgeries where someone came in with a funny scrub that had something goofy on it, and it just automatically made me laugh. You know, just something simple like that. The power of art is amazing. And art can be so many things, from music to dance. I was listening to a story last night, and it just really amazed me. There was a lady that works in the hospitals, and her way of helping young people and different people that have like extreme pain was through dance. And there was a girl, young girl that was 6 years old, and whenever she would be in pain, she would dance with this instructor. And someone asked her, how does the pain go away when you dance? And she said, no, the pain's still there, but the feeling of freedom and expression and just how good I feel when I dance actually is stronger than the pain, which I just find like so amazing and beautiful. And that's what we find through art. You know, there's no judgment. If a student, if an adult, anybody, if you have something that's going on inside of you that I call it a root ball. So like if a root starts, you know, and we don't figure out where it is, it starts growing branches and more branches. And so we really want to figure out what's going on, the root of it, to pull out that root so we can replace it with like truth and positive things, and just to be able to fill it with hope and beauty. So that we have to be able to have ways of doing that. And I think there's so many different resources for people to be able to decompress. But a lot of people won't do art because I've heard over and over, well, I'm not an artist. Well, you do not have to be an artist. One thing that I always think of is every single child is an artist. If you think about it, every child in elementary school, when they bring their papers, they're not like looking at their art, critiquing it, saying, gosh, like my line's not straight. Like, you know, we're taught our whole life to color inside the lines. But I was talking to an art instructor once, and he said the best artists are the ones that color outside of the lines. Thank goodness I never was good at coloring inside the lines, so I think it came to me easier than most. And just having that childlikeness of simplicity, of whenever you sit down and you want to just decompress and you let's say you line up your colored pencils and don't have a hard like expectation on yourself of what it's going to be, you might just do a bunch of circles and just big circles, little circles, whatever it is. Your fear may look like a big black blob. My fear might look like a gray turtle. I don't know. It's just, but it's a way to be able to express yourself and get that out on paper and then be able to just sit back and allow yourself to release that. So the question is, how do we keep that childlike artist in us when we become adults? Because so often we're restricted by all these rules, whereas art should be a flow and a freedom. So the definition of art is the expression or application of human creative skill and imagination. It's such a great thing to be able to expand our imagination, because without imagination, there wouldn't be creation, right? Because every idea starts with imagination, and then you go into creating something. And it's a way for you to be able to kind of get out of those boundaries that you set on yourself. I just thought of this, and it's kind of funny, but I was thinking of how many doctors that are probably listening or that you know, their signatures, you cannot read them. Like, it literally looks like a scribble. But I always look at that every time I see that, and I think, like, maybe that's their way of expressing that artistic, like, doodly scribble, like, hey, it's my signature, and I'm going to do it how I want. And, you know, that's an expression of them. You know, you can't read my signature. I mean, it looks like, doesn't even look close to my name, but just little things like that, where we all have something that is so unique that we need to express. And what I mean by that is, art allows people to express feelings on any subject through like creative work rather than with speech. So it really is believed it's helpful for those who feel out of touch with their emotions or feelings. I have a hard time talking about how I feel. So I actually have a notepad I bring around with me. I bring it with me, and I will color out something if I'm feeling aggravated or overwhelmed. Sometimes I get overwhelmed in big crowds, and a lot of times you can see me, you know, with a drawing pad drawing. I personally can focus better if I know this doesn't work for everybody, but for me, I can focus better. If I'm doodling and someone's talking, I actually can hear like each one of their words better. I don't know how that works. Everybody's brains are different. Some people that probably would not work so well with, but art really is about slowing down and seeing the little details of life. Like, to be able to walk slow enough that you notice the little flower on the ground and the colors and its beauty, and to be able to slow down and when you walk outside and take a breath and look at the leaves changing and all the colors in the tree. It's just, there's so much just awe and beauty around us. And that's one thing art does, is it slows us down to be able to take in the details. Because I believe that life is about making memories, and our memories are made by moments. So I try to be in the moment. So whenever you have time to just, even if it's like 15 minutes, you can get away on your break, have a notepad, have colors, and just allow yourself to create something on a page. And it doesn't have to look like anything. Creating art really is about expressing yourself, and without any expectation of what you think the art should look like. And you don't want to copy other people's art or try to be like other people, because when you create art and allow yourself just to, even if it's squares, like your thing is you just draw squares of colors and that's your thing, it's special because that's your thing and that's how you're feeling. And nobody can really argue with art. So it's a way to be able to express yourself without someone saying, well, you can't feel that way. Well, you know, I just drew it. That's how I feel. And sometimes just looking at the art, even say if you have a bad day and you may look at something and you're like, man, I'm really coloring angry. And I know that sounds a little funny or silly, but you know what? Sometimes we just need to color angry and color ugly, like just have the ugliest page ever. And then most of the time when I do that, I start laughing because it just doesn't matter. Because once you let it out, the things that we feel sometimes are so big, you know, are not as overwhelming as we've allowed them to be in our life. So I just think that art really helps with getting in touch with your emotions and your feelings, just really keeping that childlike simplicity. And I know that's hard for people that are analytical. My husband's very analytical. He wants directions. He wants A, B, C, D. And whenever we do art therapy, it's not like that. There's not a neat little box to keep things in. But if you give yourself time and just start, like just get some colors or crayons and just begin. And it's so amazing just being able to focus and have that moment where you're able to just get rid of that stress, get rid of that anxiety, let go of it. But then you can replace it, and you might have one page that's black because you were mad, but then the second page might be yellow and oranges like a sunset because you just feel energized and you feel good. And it's just a really cool way to visually see how you're feeling. And so creating any art is about letting yourself go and let yourself express how you're feeling. I think about this, like without creating stuff or without creation, we wouldn't even exist. So we really are born to create things, to have a part. And art is such a big part of that. It's been, art has been in our, since the very beginning, when we were seeing things in caves, and that's how stories are told. So it's just another form of language, but a lot of times you'll find it's so much easier to get some colors, get a piece of paper, and put on some music, and just allow yourself to make whatever you're feeling come out on a piece of paper. It's so much easier to do that than to try to find words of how you're feeling. And a lot of times you can look at a picture and be able to identify things that you didn't even realize you were feeling. And I do that a lot on myself when I do heart checks. I'll sit down and just kind of color. And I know a lot of people love the coloring books. That's fine. Coloring books are fine. But that's still something that's in the lines. If you really want to figure out what's really going on with yourself, I would encourage you to have a blank piece of paper, crayons. Don't have a lot of things around you to look at, because then you'll want to almost imitate that. But close your eyes, and what colors do you see? What colors are you feeling? You know, art is a flow of things, and it's amazing how healing it can be and how much of a story art can tell. You might see just a black paper that you colored on, but someone else might see that and look at it and say, I can relate to that. And I've seen so many times where somebody colored something and it didn't really look like anything to anybody else, but like, I could relate, like I get that. And it's just a different form of language. So I just would encourage everybody, it's not about big moments, it's about the details and slowing down and the quietness and the stillness. And if you can allow yourself to have that and just listen to what's going on, have some colors in front of you and listen to whatever music that is encouraging. And like I said, I always say without words, because to me that's sometimes distracting, but just see what happens. If I could leave you with any last words, it would be, it's important not to let go of that childlike artist and just give yourself time to slow down, see life's little details, and allow the artist in you to come out and to see what happens. And I just thank you for listening and taking time out of your day to hear what I had to say today. And I just hope you all have a wonderful day.